This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military and 10 Israelis and 4 Thai nationals have been released from captivity in the Gaza Strip. The hostages crossed into Egypt and were to be transferred to Israel late Wednesday. It was the 6th such release under a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The ceasefire is set to expire early Thursday. International mediators are trying to extend the deal to facilitate the release of additional hostages held by Hamas. The COP28 climate summit gets underway in Dubai Thursday. As Henry Ridgewell reports, the meeting comes at what scientists say is a crucial moment in the fight against global warming.
Scientists expect 2023 to go down as the hottest year on record. Fearsome heat, forest fires, and flash storms have characterized a year of extreme weather around the world. Against that urgent backdrop, 70,000 delegates from 197 nations gather in Dubai. Observers call it a crucial moment.
This is the launch of what's called the global stocktake.
The leaders of the world's 2 biggest economies, US President Joe Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping, agreed to deepen cooperation on climate change during talks in November. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
China's foreign minister Wang Yi claimed on Wednesday a recent increase in respiratory illnesses in China is a common issue faced by all countries, and Chinese authorities have it under effective control. The World Health Organization last week requested China provide detailed information on an increase in respiratory illnesses and reported clusters of pneumonia in children. This is VOA News. Turkey's increasing focus on Central Asia may threaten Russia's regional importance, but provides rare common ground between Ankara and Washington. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Russia, hit by growing European sanctions over its invasion of Ukraine, is also looking to deepen its influence in Central Asia. The United States is also focusing on Central Asia, as it seeks to thwart Moscow's bid to avoid isolation and to check rising Chinese influence. Analysts say these goals could provide common ground between Ankara and Washington. Russia sees Central Asia as part of its sphere of influence, and observers suggest Turkey's aspirations will not be welcomed by Moscow. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
NATO member Finland has closed its last remaining border crossing with Russia. The decision to close the entire 1,340-kilometer border was made by Finland's government on Tuesday over concerns Moscow is using migrants to wage hybrid warfare to destabilize the Nordic country following its entry into NATO. The last crossing point in Finland was closed Wednesday afternoon. The first commercial airliner to cross the Atlantic on a purely high-fat, low-emissions fuel flew Tuesday from London to New York, a step toward achieving what supporters call Jet Zero. The Virgin Atlantic Boeing 787 flight was powered without using fossil fuels, relying on so-called sustainable aviation fuel made up of largely waste fats. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
Sustainable aviation fuel, which reduces greenhouse gas emissions by about 70%, is the best near-term way for the international aviation industry to achieve its net zero target by 2050, the U.S. Energy Department says. Though it called the goal aspirational, the U.S. Government Accountability Office says that while domestic production of the fuel had jumped from about 2 million gallons in 2016 to 15.8 million gallons in 2022, it accounted for less than 0.1% of the jet fuel used by major U.S. airlines.
That's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma. NATO member Finland has closed its last remaining... I already said that. Meanwhile, an Indian government official directed an unsuccessful plot to assassinate a Sikh separatist on U.S. soil, the U.S. Justice Department said on Wednesday, in announcing charges against a man orchestrating the attempted murder. Prosecutors in New York said a 52-year-old worked with an Indian government employee on the plot to assassinate a New York City resident. I'm Joe Ramsey.